What the Cluck, episode 67. We're going to talk about apple cider vinegar and why you should be giving it to your chickens, guys. Hi there, and welcome to this session of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we are going to get down and dirty when it comes to apple cider vinegar. And even though this seems like it's not such a thrilling topic, if you are a backyard chicken owner, I assure you that this is going to keep you on the edge of your seat. So stay with me. Now, before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Manaprobe Poultry. And I've partnered with Manaprobe because I think that their chicken products are the best on the market. As backyard chicken owners, we are obviously very concerned about the health of our chickens, and we want them to live the most natural and healthy lives possible. Now, Manaprobe has a full array of non-GMO organic chicken feed for every stage of your hen's life. So from the time that she is an itty-bitty little chick to the time when she is a full-grown gorgeous layer, Manaprobe has a feed that is perfect for her. Now, it is winter. It is, December 6th when I am recording this. And during the winter, we obviously are concerned about our chickens having the best diet possible. So when you're in the feed store and you're not sure what to get, or maybe you're brand new to chickens, or maybe you just want to make sure that your chickens are living an extra healthy lifestyle, go ahead and grab a bag of Manaprobe's non-GMO organic chicken feed, and you can be sure that your chicken is getting the best diet possible. Now, you can go ahead and visit Manaprobe at www.manaprobe.com. All right, chicken friends and chicken enthusiasts, now we are going to get into the meat and potatoes of our episode, which is apple cider vinegar. And this is one of my favorite topics to talk about when it comes to backyard chickens, because it is a topic that everyone's interested in, and it is addressed a lot out there on the internet, but I do also get a lot of questions about it, which tells me that maybe it's time for an episode about it. Now, if you're wondering whether or not I use apple cider vinegar in my chicken coop, the answer is obviously yes, I do. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be doing an episode about it. So yeah, apple cider vinegar is something that we use in our home for a lot of different reasons, and we also use it in the chicken coop. Now, one thing I did want to address before we get started in all the fun apple cider vinegar information that we're going to talk about is whether or not you should use apple cider vinegar as a cleaning product. There is information out there that suggests that apple cider vinegar is good as a cleaner. And the answer to that is I probably would not choose to use it. The reason why is because when it comes to cleaning solutions, you know, homemade cleaning solutions, obviously, we don't want chemicals, right, guys? So we're obviously talking about homemade natural cleaning solutions here. There are better things to use than apple cider vinegar. And because ACV, apple cider vinegar, we'll call it ACV in this episode, is so good for your chickens in many other capacities, I don't recommend it as a cleaner. I think the reason why a lot of people want to use it as a cleaner, why you see it suggested, is because there's a lot of beneficial bacteria in it. But guys, things like lemon essential oil, wild orange essential oil, grapefruit essential oil, mixing that with melaleuca, for example, will produce a better household cleaner. Obviously, you want to mix that with vinegar. That is why we're not going to talk about apple cider vinegar as a coop cleaner. I just think that there are better options out there, and there's better ways to use your apple cider vinegar than as a cleaning solution. So let's talk about apple cider vinegar, ACV. What is this stuff? You know, I probably don't need to spend too much time on this, but in case you just sort of want a definition going forward, apple cider vinegar is vinegar made from apples. Obviously, it's apples that have been fermented into vinegar, and yeah, guys, that's pretty much what it is. Let's talk a little bit more about that, though. Let's get a little bit deeper into apple cider vinegar. Now, there are two types of apple cider vinegar. What we're going to talk about in this episode is stuff that you make yourself, and we're going to talk about how to do that, but I did want to get a little bit of a definition here about the apple cider vinegar that I do suggest that you use. When it comes to ACV, homemade, in my opinion, is always the best. You can be sure it's organic, you know it's the right stuff, you know, you have full control over how it's made. If you want to buy apple cider vinegar, what you want to do is buy the Bragg's apple cider vinegar, and I will link you guys to that in the show notes. You can go to thefrugalchicken.com/brags, B-R-A-G-G-S. That will take you to Amazon where you can buy it. What you definitely want to make sure you avoid, whether you use Bragg's, whether you make it yourself, that's sort of, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other. What you absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I will come and hit you with a wooden spoon if you use it. What you want to avoid is the apple cider vinegar you'll buy at the grocery store that's like the caramel colored stuff. It is not the same thing. It will not have any effect on your chickens. And I can't even guarantee the quality of it for you guys, okay? It could be caramel colored water, poop colored water. It could be anything. I can't guarantee it. So my suggestion is just to not buy anything except the Bragg's apple cider vinegar. That, you know, you can be sure that it's organic. You can be sure it's going to have the beneficial bacteria in it that you want. But my stern suggestion, what I obviously suggest, is to make it yourself. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how to make apple cider vinegar. So this is actually pretty simple. It gets kind of a reputation for being hard, and that's because people are afraid of fermenting. When you make apple cider vinegar, you are fermenting the apples. It's not as tricky as it seems. So the way that you make apple cider vinegar is you start off with apples, and what I suggest people do is I suggest the next time you're making a pie, this is the holiday season. So if you're making an apple pie, if you're making applesauce, you're going to peel the apples, right? Use those peels to make apple cider vinegar. Use the cores to make apple cider vinegar. Don't necessarily use the apples itself. There are other uses for it. You can easily make apple cider vinegar with the scraps. So the other thing that you're going to need is you're going to need a fermenting kit. I heavily suggest the fermenting kit. You can use other fermenting ways. You can use a fermenting crock. What you want to do ultimately is you want to keep the apple pieces beneath the waterline. To make things simple on yourself, guys, I do suggest the fermenting kit if you don't have one. You can get the exact kit that I use from thefrugalchicken.com/fermenting kit. And obviously that link is going to be in the show notes. That is the exact kit that I use. So you have these pieces of apple. What do you do next, right? What you do is you grab a mason jar and you grab your fermenting kit. In the mason jar, you pack your apple pieces, and then you fill it with water. You fill the jar with water so that there's about a 1-inch space between the top of the jar, the mouth of the jar, and then the water line. What you're aiming to do, and in your fermenting kit, there'll be a glass weight. What you're aiming to do is keep the apple pieces below the waterline. What you do is you create an anaerobic environment which allows beneficial bacteria to grow, like lactobacillus, and it prevents or lessens the ability of bad bacteria, which is the bacteria that will degrade the apples and make them rot. That cannot grow in an anaerobic, that is without oxygen, environment. So by keeping the pieces of apple below the waterline, again, just to recap, you are allowing beneficial bacteria to grow while not allowing bad bacteria to grow. And that is pretty much what you're doing when you make apple cider vinegar. You're creating a solution that is rich with beneficial bacteria. And that beneficial bacteria, called lactobacillus, is really, really good for your chickens, okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to follow the directions on your fermenting kit. And once you have done that, you're going to allow your apple slices to ferment for 2 weeks. That's a very important period of time. What happens during that period of time is the beneficial bacteria grows and it transforms the water that you're going to put in there into basically apple cider. It turns it into alcohol. Now, you don't need to really put anything else in there while you're waiting for the, you know, beneficial bacteria to grow. Some people choose to put the mother from a previous apple cider vinegar project in there. Some people, you know, choose to put a, like maybe they bought a commercial lactobacillus starter. It's not really necessary. What the lactobacillus, it already exists on the apple peels. So it's not really necessary to inoculate the water apple solution with the lactobacillus. It's already going to grow naturally. But if you do happen to have the mother, or, you know, from a previous apple cider vinegar experiment available, Maybe you have a neighbor who has it. You can go ahead and put, you know, just a tablespoon or, Jessica, you put a teaspoon of it in there. What that will do is that will kickstart your ferment, but it's not absolutely critical. So if you don't have it, don't worry. Just take your apple pieces, get them below the waterline, put them in the mason jar, obviously put the mason jar, then put them below the waterline, guys, and then follow the directions on your fermenting kit so that you create that ideal anaerobic environment. So after 2 weeks, it's probably going to smell like alcohol, like apple cider. Totally normal, guys. Totally okay. That is what you want to have happen. You know you've gone wrong if you see green mold, black mold, brown mold. If you see anything like that, toss it, dump it, throw it away, start again. If it smells like alcohol, that's totally normal. And obviously, guys, if you have any questions about this, you can obviously email me at editor@thefrugalchicken.com. So after 2 weeks, what you want to do is you want to strain out those apple pieces. You can toss them aside. You can feed them to your chickens. All you want to be left with is the liquid itself. Put your fermenting kit, you know, the cap of the fermenting kit back on. Allow it to ferment for another 4 to 6 weeks. At that point in time, it will turn into vinegar and you will smell it. It's very, very obvious. Now, one question I get frequently is, what do I do with those apple pieces? I tell people you can compost them, you can feed them to your pigs, you can feed them to your chickens. One question I commonly get, follow-up question I get, is, won't that make my chickens drunk? The answer is no, because the alcohol content is so low, it's not going to really have any effect. I've never had personally had an issue with it. So you've hung around for 4 to 6 weeks, and you open it up, and it smells like vinegar. Congratulations, you've just made yourself apple cider vinegar. Now, one thing that you might notice is that it might look cloudy, and it might look like there's a musty, cloudy mixture in there. That's actually a very good thing if you see that. What that is called the mother. That is the collection of the beneficial bacteria, that is the lactobacillus, that has conglomerated together. That is proof that your mixture, that your apple cider vinegar, has fermented and transformed correctly. So if you get that, you should be like mega proud of yourself. Now, at some point, you might see some like white filmy stuff. Again, that's totally normal. That's just the beneficial bacteria, the fermenting, doing its thing. Again, if you see brown mold, black mold, or green mold, you got a problem. Basically, that is, guys, how you make apple cider vinegar. It seems like it's something that's difficult, but it's not. What I do want to point you to, though, is I have a video available online to buy that shows you in a video step-by-step how to do it, how to do all of this. So you've listened to this podcast, you've been taking notes maybe, you still want that little bit of extra help, go ahead and grab this video. It's $5, guys. I mean, it's $5. And you can get it at thefrugalchicken.com/ACV. That is a video I put together, and you can go ahead and buy that there for $5. And it will just take you step-by-step. You don't even have to think about it. So now the next question is, why is this so good for chickens? Actually, apple cider vinegar is very good for chickens, and here's why. You know, we've spent all this time creating our apple cider vinegar. We've waited 6 weeks, we've waited 8 weeks, and now we've got this wonderful apple cider vinegar. What this is, guys, is that this is a powerhouse of beneficial bacteria for your chickens, the lactobacillus. There have been multiple studies out there. There have been a lot of studies out there that have shown that chickens that consume fermented products, that get the lactobacillus into their systems, have healthier guts, they grow better, they have better feed to egg conversion ratios, meaning that they can get more nutrients out of their feed, and then they lay healthier, better eggs. They also have an easier time gaining weight because they can go ahead and get more nutrients out of their feed. The reason for that is the lactobacillus helps adjust the pH of their guts, their intestines, which creates a healthier environment. It creates an environment where better bacteria can grow, all that sort of good stuff. Obviously, the more beneficial bacteria in their systems, the more that beneficial bacteria is going to breed, the less of a environment it will be for the bad bacteria to grow. By bad bacteria, we're talking about things like salmonella, campylobacter, all those bad bacteria that can make people sick, that can make your kids sick. They're still going to be there. Don't get me wrong. They will still be there. It's still going to be an environment for that. But there's also going to be more beneficial bacteria in their systems. So everybody gets healthier by doing this. That is why giving your chickens apple cider vinegar is so good. It's healthier for you. It's healthier for your chickens. Everybody all around wins. And then you get to feel good about the food you're eating, and you get to feel good about the life you're giving your chicken. So that is really the benefit of that. And, this isn't hocus pocus. This isn't me making this up. There's been multiple studies that have shown that chickens fed apple cider vinegar, fed fermented feed, fed lactobacillus, anything, probiotics, are overall healthier with better weight gain. They're less likely to get sick, and they produce more eggs, and they produce bigger eggs, That's really the benefit here. That's the reason why we're talking about this and why you should start, incorporating it into your feed regimen. So then the next question comes, which is, how do you feed it? You got this apple cider vinegar, you got your chickens, how do you feed it, right? Super simple, guys. Not hard at all. What I do is I put it in the water, and believe it or not, I give this to chicks the day that they're born, okay? So that's probably else something I should point out. At what point in their life cycle do you start giving this to chickens? I give it the day that the chicks are born. It is in their first water that they get after they hatch. The reason for that, and I feel very, very strongly about this, is it creates a beneficial environment in their guts from the time that they're born. In my experience, it reduced my death rate actually by quite a lot when I started giving everyone apple cider vinegar after they were born. So that, just sort of shows right there the value of it. So I put it in their water. I use 1 tablespoon per gallon of water. So when they're chicks, obviously, if you use the mason jar waterers, all you got to do is just pour the water in there, screw everything together, give it to your chicks and let them drink it. When the chicks are born, when you first bring them from the incubator and put them into the brooder, I actually do this for them. I dip their beaks in it. If they're resistant to that, I take a syringe and I syringe it in just to make sure that they get it. That's just me. You can do whatever you want to do. I like to just make sure that they get it, that there's no question that this is into their system. Because like I said, I really actually did see a huge reduction in my death rates when I started doing this. Now, when it comes to your older chickens, you can do the same thing. You can give it, once or twice a week in their water. Just fill up a 1 gallon jar of water, 1 gallon, milk jug of water, and then just put your tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in there, shake the whole thing up, and just pour it in the water. Pour it in their water bucket. You can also mix it with your flock's food. I don't really recommend that over giving it in the water. And the reason why is because you can't really be sure that everybody's going to get it if you mix it with the food. If you only have, 5 chickens, that's a little bit different. But if you have like 10 chickens, 20 chickens, which you probably do because you can never just get 1 chicken, right? It's a little bit harder to make sure that everybody has gotten it. If it's in the water, though, you can be reasonably assured that everybody is being exposed to the ACV. So that is the reason why I tell people do it, put it in the water, and I give them that ratio to make sure that everybody gets it. Just my opinion. It's what's worked for me. It's what I do actually recommend. All right, guys, we're at the end of this podcast. I hope it has helped you if you were confused about apple cider vinegar and its value. Hopefully it's clarified that for you. It is something that is really, really beneficial for your chickens. It's, like I said, there's been multiple studies that have shown that chickens that consume lactobacillus are overall healthier, and you'll be healthier, and you'll feel good about the life you're giving your chickens. Now, I do want to encourage you to go grab that video that I suggested. Again, that video, it shows you step-by-step how to make apple cider vinegar. And it also shows you the fermenting kit that I use, and it shows you how to put it all together and everything. So you can grab that again at thefrugalchicken.com/ACV, and that link actually is also in the show notes. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.